What it do, it's your boy LK Hodge.
And y'all already know, this is D-Ward.
And we are back with Mental Stimulation, the podcast. We're here, we're live, we're in effect.
Thank you everybody that's listening, man. We got like a lot of listeners. We're getting a lot of support, especially from some of our classmates.
We are?
Yeah.
Shout I know. Okay, shout out to them. So, we are in the month of May. The month of May is National Mental Health Awareness. We didn't talk about it in any of our previous episodes of May, and we decided, like, let's just have this talk about mental health. What mental health is, why it's important, what are some things we do to enhance our mental health, and yeah, do you want to explain mental health to you and what it means, or?
Mental health to me is, you know, just taking care of yourself internally. You know, there's a lot of things we do physically, but there's also things we deal with on the inside. So you have to deal with those. Some people call them demons, some people call them burdens, stress, you know, whatever that is that you deal with within yourself, you know, because your mind is your most strongest part of your body,
which is absolutely true. I feel like people don't realize the importance of mental health, and I hate to say it, in the Black community, a lot of people don't realize the importance of mental health. Mental health is something that's extremely important. If you don't have the right mentality, everything else around you would not go in your favor. Mm-hmm. So, let me talk about my experiences with mental health. There's been plenty of times where I've went to therapy in life just to have someone to vent to and someone to talk to, just to have someone that's unbiased, someone who, you know, they have to listen because it's their career choice, and just someone I can be open with and honest with. And to me, that was like one of the most uncomfortable things ever. And to be honest, I didn't even stick through with it because I felt like it's so many things I want to talk about, but it's like the time slot is so short. Like, you only have like, what, 30 minutes to an hour in therapy. So it's like doing that weekly and having that small time slot, it just made it so difficult to, I guess, get the results that I wanted.
I don't have much experience with therapy. Well, actually, no, I lied. I've experienced therapy once when I was in college because I was dealing with some very strong emotions that I thought was depression, but now that I realize it was just some silly shit. But I'm not the one that's like, I'm not on the client side, you know? I don't get to be that person that confides in people. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I vent every now and then. But I'm never the client or the person that's on the couch or the person that has to talk to someone. I'm always the therapist. I'm the counselor. I have to listen to people. That's a part of my, that sounds kind of arrogant now that I'm even saying it, but seriously, like, that's just my purpose in life. A lot of people say I'm very wise for my age, so a lot of people like to come to me. They gravitate towards me, and they really love, like, they like what I have to say. Like, even older people that are older than me, people that are older than me are inspired by me, because, you know, I talk different. I do things differently. I try not to cuss. I did great. I just do things differently. You know, I don't do what, I guess, you know, what a person our age would do, I guess. You know, when you think of mental, of the way I think, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say. So with that, I'm always the person that has to listen to people. So I never really get to confide in people most of the time.
And my thing with therapy, too, when I had therapy, I just feel like, I mean, I'm not knocking therapy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it. Everyone has their different experiences with it. I just feel like my experience with it, I don't think that they provide me with the tools I need for myself. I feel like they just give you general things because they can't tell you exactly what to do. A job of a therapist is not to tell you what to do. It's to listen and, I guess, ask you questions and guide you into figuring things out.
Yeah. Because sometimes you need help, like, everything, and I'm not saying, like, I have it all together, I definitely don't, but sometimes you need help, sometimes you need that extra push, or, like, just a something different to think of, something different to, you know, kind of weigh your options with, like, shout out to Devondris. You know, you showed me the message that he sent about him, like, feeling like, you know, you think differently about certain things, so, you know, like, You know, you just never know. You get that extra push or somebody gives you an extra thought to think about.
So, with that being said, I know that you played the role of a caseworker or something before in your life, correct?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Did that involve counseling or therapy sessions
for actually clients? It did, yeah. My clients were actually teenage students.
And how did that bad work out?
They were cool kids. They were pretty cool. It was a great experience. Would I do it again? Hell no. But I got a chance to like really get to know some different students. You know, I got a chance to be a role model, you know, kind of impact their lives, show them, you know, what a young black brother can do, you know, besides what they see every day, especially on social media and whatnot. So it was great. I remember I used to have to type out these case reports. That was what I hate the most. But it consumed my morning, so it made my mornings go by fast. And then by the time the end of the day came, the kids came, the rest of the day was done. Mm-hmm. And boy, oh my gosh. Yo, they used to drive me crazy.
Well, I guess now that we talked about our experiences with mental health and like some of the things we did, I think the best thing to talk about next is just ways to focus on your mental health and to work on your mental health and make sure your mental health is up to par.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
One thing I recommend is journaling. Writing your thoughts down. Me, I'm a writer. Anybody who knows me knows I like to write. I write music. I write poems. I write my thoughts. I write everything. If you scroll down my notepad in my phone, it's over 1,000 notes on just, even if it's a sentence or two, I just write down all my thoughts. I take time out of my day, and whatever I'm thinking at the moment, I just write it. And I think it's a good way to release, I guess, anything that's inside you, whether it's negativity, whether it's, you know, ill feelings. It's just a form of releasing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it scares me to read my thoughts. I don't know why it just scares me to read. Because it's like, I guess after I release it, I don't want to live it no more. Mm-hmm. So it's like, sometimes I don't even read them. I don't ever go back and read it. Wow. So it's like, it's a good release. Yeah, it's a good release. When I was in Mexico a few weeks ago, I wrote a lot of stuff. I wrote a lot of stuff down because I was just feeling like, I was just feeling at peace. I was feeling tranquility, serenity, and all that. So, and the stuff I wrote, I have not went back and read it yet. And I want to put it on the blog site, but it's like, I don't know if I'm ready to put it out there.
What are you scared of?
It's not even about being afraid. It's just that I just don't want to feel that anymore. I don't want to.
Okay. So you want to let it go?
Yeah. It's kind of like a release. So do you still have it? Yeah. It's in my phone. Maybe a year from now, maybe months from now, I will build the confidence up to read it again. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, wow, that's how I felt in that moment. Cause it's like stuff in there from like 2016 that I recently read like maybe a few weeks ago.
Yeah, let that shit go, man.
And it's like I was looking back like, damn, I really felt like this at that moment of my life. But it's like now it's like, wow, I'm stronger than I was before, and I can look back at it and say, wow, I really let that go.
Yeah, that's amazing. I kind of did something similar to that on Instagram. I posted cause I applied for a job for Cox Media, and they basically didn't accept me, you know, as a on-air talent that I applied for. And, you know, it didn't bother me because, you know, I put that out there in the atmosphere, you know. So now I got something to be better at, you know, to do, to expect, you know, something to be optimistic about. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we always post our success on social media. So I was like, I'm gonna post something that's, well, I wouldn't call it a failure, but it was like something that's not successful. Mm-hmm. In a way. So I was like, I'm gonna post this, you know, as motivation for myself, because one day I'm gonna get that. Yes. I'm waiting on it.
Thing two, Drake said it best in his song Doing It Wrong. He said, cry if you need to. Some people don't realize, like, when you cry, I'm not a crier. Let me put it out there, I'm not a crier. I actually am. I'm really, wow, that's shocking.
That's shocking.
It is shocking.
I'm not like a frequent crier, but it's like, listen, it sometimes stuff get real.
I ain't
afraid to admit it.
I can't recall the last time I cried. I mean, I'm sure it was somewhere in 2018, maybe early 2019, but I'm not really a crier like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, cry if you need to. Like, crying is not always a bad thing. It's another release. You're releasing I guess, ill feelings that's inside of you. Like, let it out. You don't have to boohoo cry in front of a group of people, but, you know, some people cry in the shower. Some people cry before they go to bed. Like, let it out.
Now, I'm not saying, like, my tears are, like, they're not always something sad. Mm. Sometimes it's joyful. Like, I get, like, really happy, and it's, like, overwhelming. So I just, like, go into tears. But that's just where I am mentally.
So you're a happy crier?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm, like, a very joyful crier. So, yeah.
Interesting. The third thing on my list, and this is a list off the top of my head. I don't even have a list in front of me. The third thing on my list is motivation and inspiration. You can find that in books. You can find that in music. You can find that in videos on YouTube. You can find that on podcasts. Just something that uplifts your spirit. I feel like that contributes a lot to good mental health because it puts you in such a better mood. Like they say, the first 10 minutes of your day determines how the rest of your day is. Use those 10 minutes to feed your mind, your ears with positivity.
I think you should add one more thing, one last thing. I know we say this a lot, but yourself. You know, we talk about understanding yourself and knowing yourself. That's because it's important. You know, you got to know, like, sometimes physically you just tired. Mentally, you're just tired and you just got to relax. You know, you got to let things go. You know, sometimes you just got to understand that you have no control of what's going on out there or what someone else got going has going on. But you can control yourself. Always.
Next. Meditation and prayer. When it comes to prayer and meditation, it is just having a conversation. Well, at least prayer. I'll get to meditation. At least prayer. Prayer is having a conversation with the universe. Whatever you believe, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in Jehovah, whether you believe in the universe itself. It's just having that conversation with a higher power and just, you know, venting, asking for guidance, just knowing that something is out there listening to you. When it comes to meditation now, it's the opposite. It's when you're just sitting in silence. You may have your eyes closed, your palms open, and that's where you're receiving your answers. You're quieting everything around you, and you're just listening for answers. You're channeling your inner spirit and just, you know, getting guidance. Mm-hmm. Anything you'd like to add?
I mean, I think he hit much of it.
Is there anything else? Let me see. And it's so crazy because me a few years ago, I wouldn't even know all this stuff. It's just that, like I said, a few years ago, I got into a lot of reading. I got into a lot of mindful practices, reading about how the mind is so powerful and how to use the mind, how your thoughts control your actions. So, yeah, that's where I get all of this insight from. Anything else you like to say about mental health?
Your surroundings, the people you keep around you, man. You know, if you have a bunch of negative thinkers, you can be a negative thinker as well. I don't like to be around a bunch of complainers, people who think negatively, people who just want a pity party. They just want to talk just to hear themselves talk. You know, I don't like that. My energy is quality. My energy is quality. So, I mean, I don't mind taking on some people's energy because, you know, that's just what I have to do sometimes. But at the same time, I'm not going to waste my energy because my energy is invested wherever I use it. Always.
Steve Harvey did say it best. He said, "You are the average of the five people you spend most of your time with." So if the five people you spend most of your time with have negative energy, 9 times out of 10, that energy is going to leak over to you and you will have that same negative energy. But one more thing I want to add on the list is finding an outlet. Whenever life feels like it's weighing you down or you have a lot on your shoulders, find an outlet. The outlet can be taking a walk, going to the gym, confiding in someone, talking to someone, reading a book, listening to music. Anything that I said earlier, such as prayer, meditation, listening to motivational things, like just find that outlet. Don't let that whatever's weighing you down push you to, you know, doing things that you're not proud of at the end of the day.
Yeah. I can add to that because my outlet is playing the drums. You know, I don't talk about that often, but, you know, every Sunday I get to play the drums. I get to be creative and I just release that energy out for that moment. And it feels great.
And you see, I'm still in the process of trying to find my outlet. Like, I do different things. Like I said, I drink my teas. I watch screensavers on YouTube, like the little tours, the 4K tours. I read a lot, listen to music, write music. So it's like I'm still finding more things to be my... But I want to find that one thing that's really like, this is my outlet. This is something that I know that when the world seems gray, I can do this and my world will be lit up again.
Yeah. Just keep going. Don't quit. So the marathon continues.
That was the rant today, the topic today, mental health. Once again, happy Mental Health Awareness Month. It's LK Hodge.
And your boy, D Ward.
You know where to find me at. I don't think I would have to go through naming everything again. And it was great recording this. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.